words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus was travelling from Jericho towards Jerusalem, about 20 miles, uphill nearly all the way, a rocky and dangerous road, more dangerous for Jesus than for many, because the leaders of the nation had already outlawed him. If you look at the way St. John puts it, there'd been a price on his head from chapter 11 right through to the end of the gospel. That was less than halfway through. Jesus had this price on his head, but however, he would not be swayed from his determination to come and celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem. It was all planned. He had made arrangements for the donkey and the password, the Lord needs it. Bethphage and Bethany were favorite places of Jesus. And here he was well known and liked. These places were on the southeast side of the Mount of Olives. And for the purpose of festivals and official celebrations, they were counted as part of the city. And it was here in Bethany that Mary had anointed Jesus, as we heard last week. It was here he stayed at the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Here he raised Lazarus from the dead. It was also where he had stayed in the house of Simon the leper. And on this hillside was the Garden of Gethsemane, which is to play an important part in the story as it unfolds. The Palm Sunday events, which we have just celebrated and which led into Holy Week, started from here. Jesus could easily have slipped into Jerusalem unseen amongst the pilgrim crowds if he had wanted to, but that was not what he chose to do. He wanted to be noticed. He wanted deliberately to confront the authorities by his actions. Now, many people rode donkeys, of course, but the donkey was counted as a noble beast. Kings rode horses to war, or when they wanted to emphasize their nobility and their might. But when they came in peace, they came riding a donkey. Jesus would enter Jerusalem not as a conqueror. He came as the Prince of Peace, the promised Messiah. And now we are entering the week that makes all the difference. Because in this week, people would be given the choice. They would be given the choice to accept him or to reject him. And that is exactly the same today. We and all who hear this story are asked whether we accept him and his offering to us, or if we reject him. Already on Palm Sunday, which would have felt like a bank holiday to the crowds, groups were polarizing for or against Jesus. Jesus refused many of the things that people thought a Messiah ought to be. He refused to be a puppet king who would dance to the whims of others. He refused to be a warlord and lead the people into battle. He refused all kinds of false dignity and pomp. Yet, he would rule in the hearts of those who would allow him to, in the hearts of those who recognize him and love him and accept him. He rode on the donkey to fulfill the prophecy of Zechariah, the prophecy of the Prince of Peace, which I will read to you. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Behold, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. He enters Jerusalem today. Come with him. Come with him on his fateful journey. Come and join your life with his as he offers himself to the world for the world. It is by living his way that God's kingdom comes to the earth. It is a time for choosing. Is he your king? Will you accept him? He will always accept you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.